The following shiur has been presented by Rav Herschel Fireworker, Shailo Meshev B'Yeshiva Gedoyla of Carteret, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center.
Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Daled on the Beis, brings Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Yishya. Minayin la'aseret sheyesh la tashlumin kol shiva. How do we know that the Yom Tov of Shavuos has tashlumin, you could make up for it for 7 days? What this is referring to is the halacha that when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash Kayim, on the Shalish Regalim, so he brings with him 2 karbanos. He brings with him a karban oila, oila sri'iya, and a karban shlomim, Beshalmei Chagiga, which are both meant to be brought on the first day of Yom Tov. However, if one didn't bring these karbanos on the first day of Yom Tov, he has tashlumin, he's able to make up for it throughout the rest of Yom Tov, on Pesach for 7 days till the end of Yom Tov, and on Sukkot till the end of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and also through the Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeret on the 8th day also. The Gemara over here is dealing with how do we know that the same thing applies to Shavuos? That Shavuos, although the Yom Tov itself lasts only for 1 day, but a person can make up bringing the karbanos of the Yom Tov for 7 days. Talmud Loimer, the Gemara brings from a Hekesh, it says, B'chag HaMatzos u'b'chag HaShavuos, u'makesh, Chag HaMatzos u'chag HaShavuos, just like by Chag HaMatzos, a person has tashlumin for 7 days to bring the karbanos of the Yom Tov, so too by Chag HaShavuos, a person has tashlumin for 7 days to bring the karbanos of the Yom Tov. This Gemara is the source for an extremely big chiddush, l'halacha l'maisa, which the Chok Yaakov says in Ayur Chaim Timon Tafayim Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch over there in Timon Tafayim Gimel brings the halacha that we make the bracha shecha yonu on Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch says that we make it on Kiddush, first night of Kiddush, he's talking about by Pesach over there, first night of Pesach by Kiddush, a person makes the bracha shecha yonu. So the Achrayim say over there, the Magen Avraham says, that if a person missed saying Shecha Yonu on the first night, he could still continue to make that bracha throughout the rest of Yom Tov. For 7 days, till the end of Yom Tov, he can make the bracha Shecha Yonu. Chok Yaakov says over there that not only does this apply by Pesach, but it also applies by Shavuos. Also by Shavuos, although the Yom Tov is only 1 day, but throughout the next week, for the 7 days, for the 6 days after the Yom Tov of Shavuos, a person may still make the bracha Shecha Yonu, which a person normally makes on Yom Tov. And the Prima Gadim over there is Medayik, it's also that the Magen Avraham, there's Medayik in the Magen Avraham as well, that the Magen Avraham also holds that a person can make the bracha Shecha Yonu by the Yom Tov of Shavuos for 7 days, even after the Yom Tov. The Mishnah Brura over there in Simchat Torah and Gimel Sifkat and Aleph, the end of Sifkat and Aleph, he brings that if a person did not say Shecha Yonu and Kiddush on the first night of Yom Tov, he can make the bracha until the end of Yom Tov, at Seif Yom Tov, he can make the bracha. And in Sha'ar Tzion, Sifkat and Hay, he explains that he used these words, B'diktuk. He used these exact words, Ad Seif Yom Tov, in order to say, not like the Chok Yaakov, that when it comes to Chag HaShavuos, if a person missed saying Shecha Yonu and Kiddush on the first night, a person may still make the bracha Shecha Yonu throughout Yom Tov, till the end of Shavuos, but only Ad Seif Yom Tov, only till the end of Yom Tov. But during the weekdays which follow Shavuos, during the next, those 6 days afterwards, a person may not say the bracha Shecha Yonu anymore. And the Sha'ar Tzion asks on the Chok Yaakov. He says, these days are weekdays. If a person would make them into Yom Tov, he would treat them as Yom Tov, he would be over on Baal Taisif. How could he make a bracha Shecha Yonu on days that are regular weekdays? And he says that the Chok Yaakov learned out this halacha that you have tashlumin for the bracha of Shecha Yonu for 7 days from our Gemara, Rosh Hashanah and Daf Aleph, that it says that a person has tashlumin for the karbonus of the Yom Tov for 7 days. However, they're two different things. The karbonus and the Shecha Yonu on the Yom Tov are two different things. For the karbonus, a person can make up bringing the karbon. But as far as the Yom Tov itself goes, these days are not days of Yom Tov. How could a person make a bracha Shecha Yonu on days which are not Yom Tov and cannot be treated as Yom Tov? If a person would treat them as Yom Tov, he'll be over and Baal Taisif. A similar kasha may be asked on the minig that some have, not to say the bracha of not to say tachnun during the days following Shavuos. There's a minig which some tehillas have not to say tachnun during the 6 or 7 days after Shavuos. And this minig is an old minig. It's a minig which is already brought by the Rishonim. It's brought in the Rav Yah and Chagigah and Siman Tov Tov Vav. He brings that his father, Rabbeinu Yoyel, was noyig not to say tachnun during the week after Shavuos. And this minig seems to be very shver. We can ask the same kasha that the Sharatin asks on the Chok Yafet. That the days following Shavuos, they're days of Tashlumen for Karbonos. But they're not days of Yom Tov. They're weekdays on which a person has an opportunity to make up bringing a carbon. So why should we not say Tachnun, like what we do on the days of Simcha? These days are not days of Simcha. These days are regular weekdays. A person happens to have the opportunity to make up bringing the Karbonos during these days. So in order to understand this, We can clarify Chakira about what is the din of the Tashlumin of these days following Shavuos. The fact that a person can bring the Karbonos during these days following Shavuos, are they simply a din in Karbonos? That a person has, these days are purely and totally weekdays. They're days of Chayil, weekdays without any Kedusha whatsoever. But a person has an opportunity to make up bringing the Karbon to the Beis HaMikdash? Or are these days Kadosh? Do they have Kedusha, the Kedusha of Shavuos, although it doesn't apply, of course, when I get to the Dinam of Issa Melacha, or the other Dinam of Yom Tov, but when I get to this Din of bringing the Karbonos of Yom Tov, these days have Kedushas Yom Tov. Although this second Tzad may sound like a very big Kiddush, but Reb Chaim Feinstein in the Sefer Ner Le'echod, in Parashas Re'eh, brings a raya that this second side is correct. That the days following Shavuos, the fact that you could bring the Karbonos to the Beis HaMikdash on the days following Shavuos, are because these days are infused with the Kedusha of Yom Tov, benageh to the fact that you could bring the Karbonos of Yom Tov. His raya is from another drasha. There's another drasha which the Gemara brings a little bit later by us, to show that a person can bring the Karbonos of Shavuos for 7 days. And that drasha is, because it says, Manei Yomim, Rabbi Bashmul has a brayse, it says, Manei Yomim v'kadesh chodesh, Manei Yomim v'kadesh atzeres. We count days, and then we have, we're mekadesh the day of Rosh Chodesh. In every month, we count a month, and then we are mekadesh the day of Rosh Chodesh. Manei Yomim v'kadesh atzeres, and we count days of Sfiras HaOmer. And then we're Mekadosh Atzeres, and Mekadosh Chag HaShavuos. And the Gemara says that these two are comparable. Machodesh Limenu Yav, just like by Rosh Chodesh. The day that's Kodesh, the day of Rosh Chodesh is Limenu Yav, according to its Kedusha, or according to the days of the way it was counted. So too, Atzeres Limenu Yav. Also Atzeres, Shavuos, is the way that it was counted. That's what we're Mekadosh. And the Gemara says on Rosh Chodesh, we counted days. So one day is Kaddish for Rosh Chodesh. By Shavuos, by Sfiras HaOmer, we count days and weeks. So therefore, the whole week is Kaddish. Since we count weeks, the whole week is Kaddish. What is the whole week Kaddish b'negeya to? The whole week is Kaddish b'negeya to the Tashlumin, b'negeya to bringing the Karbonos of the Yom Tov. So Dr. Chaim Feinstein, we see from over here that the fact that you could bring the Karbonos of Yom Tov during the whole week is because the whole week has Kedusha. The whole week has Kedusha of Yom Tov v'negeya to bringing the Karbonos. Another raya to this yesod may be brought from the Gemara Chagigah Daf Yedayin Amud Beis. Over there also is a similar sugya to our sugya, and it brings also drashas to show that Shavuos, by Shavuos you can have Tashlumen to bring the Karbonos for 7 days. The Gemara over there brings another drasha from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Elazar ben Yaakov Darshan that it says Ukrasem uvekutzuchem. It says, "Ukrasim of a kutzuchem." You should call the Shavuos Mikra Kodesh, considered a yom, call it a day of kedusha. Uva kutzuchem, and you could cut tavua. So the Gemara says, "Ma edel chag shat a koyre v'kaitzer boy." Which yom tiv is a yom tiv that you can call it Mikra Kodesh, and you can also do malacha. You can cut tavua. So the Gemara says, "Aviyomer zechag atzeres l'tashlumin." It's talking about chag atzeres Shavuos b'negei t'tashlumin. In the days of the Tashlumin, it's a chag, she'at a koire, called Mikra Kodesh, And you could also do malacha, you could also cut the tzvua. The Gemara continues to say, maybe we should say that it should be asur in asiyas malacha, just like we find the tashlumin of chag hamatzis is asur in asiyas malacha. The Gemara says, no, that we have a drasha that it's not asur in asiyas malacha. It's only v'negeh to tashlumin of the karbonis, v'negeh to that it's called mikra kodesh. So from here as well, we can bring a raya that these days are not simply days of making up, bringing karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash, although they themselves are weekdays. The way it works is that they're called Mikra Kodesh. The cross and they're called Mikra Kodesh b'negeya t'tashlumen. That's the lashon that Rashi uses over there in Chagiga. Koyre oisen Mikra Kodesh le'inyan tashlumen umutaran b'malacha. They're mutar b'malacha, but they're called Mikra Kodesh b'negeya to the tashlumen of bringing the karbonis of the Yom Tif. So from here we see as well that these days, the days after Shavuot, do have the Kedusha of Yom Tov b'negeah to bringing the Karbanos of the Yom Tov. With this we can understand the minig not to say Tachlin during these days, during the days of Tashlumen, the week after Shavuot. Because these days are days of Simcha, they are days of Yom Tov. They're Yom Tov days, b'negeah to Tashlumen Karban Yom Tov. And the Rav Yataka in over there on Chagiga and Simen Tov Tavav finishes off. He says he brings his father's minig not to say Tachman, and he says that he has a raya to his father's minig from this Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara has even a ha'avmina that it should be also b'asiyas melacha. But we see from that these are days of Yom Tov days. And with this, perhaps we can also understand the shita of the Chok Yaakov, who says that we can make a bracha shechiyanu during these days after Shavuos, during these days of Tashlumen. Because if these days of Tashlumen would simply be days of bringing a carbon without any Kedusha whatsoever, without any connection, without any real connection to the Kedusha of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, so then it would be Tamua, like the Sharetzin asks, that they're two different things. There's the Yom Tov, there's man of the Yom Tov, which is over, and if a person will continue to be Noig, this way it will be Bal Taisiv. And then there's making up bringing the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. If we would understand like that, it wouldn't make any sense whatsoever. But if the Chok Yaakov understands, like we're explaining now, that these days of Tashlumen for the carbon are actually days in which there's a Kedusha of Yom Tov, b'negeah to bringing the carbon of Yom Tov, so then we can understand that the Chok Yaakov holds that we can make a Shechiyanu on this man. This man is still the man of the Yom Tov. It's not the Zman of the Yantav and Ageyah to Issa Melacha, but it's the Zman of the Yantav and Ageyah to bring the Karbonis of the Yantav. La Halacha L'Maisa, a person should not make a bracha Shechiyanu during the days following Shavuot, during these days of Tashlumen, although they do have the Kedusha of the Yantav and Ageyah to the Tashlumen of Karbon. But La Halacha L'Maisa, the Pima Gadim already says, Safik Brachas L'Hakel, L'Chak Yaakov, is not Muskim, definitely not Muskim L'Kulei Alma, it's a very big Chiddush. And Prima Gadim already says to be make or not to make the bracha Shechiyanu. The Mishnah Berurah clearly is coming lafuke the Chok Yaakov. He's coming to say not like the Chok Yaakov, and a person shouldn't make the bracha Shechiyanu. But with this understanding, we can understand where the Chok Yaakov is coming from to say this halacha, and we can also understand the minig of those kehilos who are knowing not to say taflin on these days following Shavuos, which is a minig. An old minig from the Rishonim, and it's a minig which is nog in many kehilas nowadays also. In the Chassidish kehilas, it's definitely nog that way. And also in many of the Litvish kehilas in Yerushalayim, the minig is not to say Tachnun during the week after Shavuot. And in other kehilas have such a minig. And we can understand that minig stems from the fact that these days do have the Kedusha of Yom Tov, b'negeah to bringing the Karbonis of the Yom Tov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.